US and Pakistani officials are interrogating the detainees who are said to be in their 20s and come from Northern Virginia. Local police say the men were arrested at a house in the city of Sargodha and that all of them have admitted they had come to Pakistan for jihad or holy war. Speaking by telephone, District Police Chief Usman Anwar told VOA his men watched activities of the suspects for nearly 2 days before arresting them.
We had suspicion that they were carrying out some nefarious activities while being in Sargodha. We watched them and we have interrogated them. We have looked at their computers and their electronic data and the maps that they had, and the emails have been checked. The mobile details have been received, and everything points out that they were about to commit some serious crime.
A U.S. embassy spokesman says Pakistani and American officials are closely coordinating in gathering more information on the suspects. But he would not comment on reports in local media that an FBI team is in the country in connection with the investigation. The detainees are said to be of Pakistani, Yemeni, and Egyptian origin. But U.S. and Pakistani officials have refused to discuss their identities. Abdul Basit is the spokesman for Pakistan's foreign ministry.
I would not like to get into specifics, but what I understand is that people who have been arrested are U.S. nationals, but some of them of Pakistan origin, some of them of other descent. So let us not get into specifics at this stage.
The five American suspects were said to be in contact with an outlawed Pakistani militant group, Jaish-e-Mohammed, that has links with Al-Qaeda and Taliban extremists. Pakistan is an ally in the U.S.-led war against terrorism and has been under pressure from Washington to intensify efforts to root out extremists blamed for launching attacks on coalition forces across the border in Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.